Confluence of so many events, each one meriting its own simcha. Achnas Sefer Torah in itself is a reason to have an extraordinary simcha. Marking an official yovel, but probably a lot more in overtime for the landesmans and the yeshiva. Erev Shavuos, a lot of things together. And we're sort of used to the idea that things and important things don't coincide without reason. And to try to get a sense of the different facets of this event, the Torah that's brought in the community, and the Landesman family are bringing it, I'd like to try to get a sense of some of the many things they do, but really are part of one big picture. The pasuk that enjoins us to write a Sefer Torah, so everyone knows the first part of it, Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashir hazois. And that's the chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah. That's the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. It's the last mitzvah. And with that, the world of mitzvahs in the Torah comes to a close. But there's a second half to it. And it says, V'sima, V'lamdo, es b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fihem. Teach it to Klal Yisrael, and literally, put it in their mouths. Which is a very, very strange way of expressing it. You teach it to somebody, what does it mean to put it in their mouths? It almost sounds as if it has a ring to us, as if we're going to tell somebody what to say. When somebody puts words in my mouth, it's kind of pejorative. It means it's not what I meant, it's what he put into my mouth. So what does it mean, teach the Torah and put it in their mouths? There are different mefarshim as far as specifically what it refers to. And one common one, Devin Ezra says it, actually Brisker Rav brings it from Reb Chaim, that he was medayik it, that it's talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. So we have the chiyuv, the mitzvah's essay of writing Sefer Torah that's Torah Shebiksav, and then to add to it Torah Shebaal Peh. But it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's Talmud Torah is Vishinantel Vanecha. It's a mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah. And in the writing of the Sefer Torah, there's sort of a dimension that's called Torah Shebaal Peh. But the way the Pasuk describes it, it's not like an appendix to the Torah, but it's a sima b'fihem. And I'd like to try to understand it as another way of looking at Torah Shebaal Peh. Besides the fleshing out the halachas that we don't have in Torah Shebiksav, and besides the additional halachas, there's something about it that is the completion of what Torah is supposed to look like, even when it's written. When we have a Torah Shebiksav, the advantage of having something biksav, Washington is a town where everybody works for government, for lawyers, everybody is a lawyer. The written contracts are very, very important. When you have something written, you have a very firm anchor. And things are, quote unquote, etched in stone. And that's the way you have it. So there's a certain firmness, a certain immutability to something that's written, and that's the plus of having a Torah Shebiksav. The disadvantage of it is it's not the natural language of the person who's learning it. Whoever it is, These are words that are meant to stand alone in a very stiff language, and that itself makes it really difficult for a person to integrate into himself as being his Torah or being him. The Sima B'fiyam, Torah Shebal Peh, besides the technical additions to what's written and explanations, it allows each person to understand, to integrate, to sort of, when we learn Torah Shebal Peh, we chew on it, we consider it, we contemplate it, until it gets the exact flavor and feeling that it fits us and it becomes part of us. It's true on a personal level, but much more so, it's the challenge of Torah on a communal level. On the one hand, when we speak of Torah with a capital T, we're speaking about something very firm and something that never changes. And there are some people that are kanoim, even the positive sense of the word, and what they present is the firmness of Torah. And it's helpful, and it does something. But it keeps a lot of people at a distance because they can't relate to it to some degree or to a great degree. But when somebody has the ability to bridge it and to be sima b'fihem, in other words, to take the words of the Torah, retain the quality of its eternity and immutability, and yet be able to give it over so that people feel it's them, that's an extraordinary ability, and that's the shleimus of bringing in Torah. I remember when we dedicated the kollel many years ago, and I said, you know, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva is blessed with a lot of sfarim. And I said, you know, preserving Yiddishkeit doesn't mean pickling it. Building a center with sfarim that are pickled and they're there is a dead Torah. To give it so that people learn, thrive in it, live it, that's called preserving Torah. The bringing Torah into the community, into the Greater Washington community, owes a tremendous amount, is owed to, in a great degree, to the Landsman family. And what they brought to the table, besides their dedication, besides the incalculable hours, I wouldn't say hours, I would say years and years of hard work and doing everything that's needed, but they had the unique quality of being anchored in a world of real Torah, Reb Shlomo Hyman, Reb Shlomo Feivel Mendelovich, the world of Torah at its firmest and at its best, and yet they had a certain way of being able to speak to such a broad swath of people and bring the message. The range of people that the yeshiva has served over the years, and the people that have been brought in to help make it a reality, to make the Torah a reality in our community, was due a lot to the ability of the Landesmans to be able to reach out to all these people. I want to add one more dimension, a quality that they possess that made this possible. There's a chazal. It says, Dorosh Epsimloi, Torah is G'doyle G'milas Chasadim. Chesed is so important that Torah is Tchilosa G'milas Chasadim and Sofa G'milas Chasadim. It starts with G'milas Chesed and ends G'milas Chesed. It starts with G'milas Chesed in the sense that in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Begodim for Adam and Chava, is Malbish Arumim, and it ends with G'milas Chasadim in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also in the Kavur of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the way the Chazal is brought in a few places. In one place, in Yalkut, it adds, Emtzosas Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be Mevaker Avraham Avinu when he was sick. So Torah is around Chesed. What it means is to bring Torah to a person, I need to be able to understand that it's the best for you. It's not my product I'm marketing. It's something that I'm trying to do for you. If the only chesed a person does is try to teach Torah to somebody, a cynical person might question what's the motive. Yes, he claims it's good for me, but that's his trade, that's his profession. When a person does chesed, he starts with chesed and finishes with chesed, then obviously the part about teaching Torah belongs to that panorama of chesed. Giving you food, clothing, a home, and a purpose in life and a way of life is obviously coming from a source of chesed. So if the Torah starts with chesed and finishes with chesed, then it tells me that the entire Torah is about giving to a person. And even the things that we might not see immediately how or why, it's true. I want to add one more point to this chazal. It's incredible if you think about it. Tchilosa is chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made begotten for the Marishan, and Sofa is chesed, that it was Kaiva Moshe Rabbeinu. Both of these were the result of terrible averis. Adam Marishan didn't need begotten. And it's because he ate from the Eitz Hadas that he needed begotten. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat with him the day after his downfall and is doing averis and made them a suit of begotten because that's what they needed now. Moshe Rabbeinu should have lived and brought Klal Yisrael onto Eretz Yisrael. Yan lo yamantem, whatever it means, but this is the avera of the highest person, of the greatest person. The downfall. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misasik in his kvura, despite the fact that the kvura itself is Zot Vavera. So the emtza, the demand that somebody who's 100 years old undergo a difficult bris milah, is understood as chesed. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for you, in the most difficult of times for you, because he's there for you, then even when he demands of you something difficult, that must be chesed also. The line that connects the dots from the first chesed to the last chesed, and everything in the middle must fall along the axis of chesed. There are people who, like we said before, they're very strong and they uphold the truth and they're very determined about it. And that does something. Then there's but it excludes a lot of people. Many of the people just are not up to it. And the person who's not holding there is excluded, whether willfully or sort of by implication. And it leaves out, and that Torah has a problem reaching those people. There are people that reach out to Oyver Avera with acceptance, tacit acceptance. As if it's okay, if this is what you want to do, that's okay, that's okay, that's okay. That's not helping the person. It's just like a person who has some problem, and instead of recognizing the problem and helping him get over the problem, you simply almost affirm that it's okay. To be able to make clothing for Adam that he needed after the chet, and kvur for Moshe Rabbeinu after his chet, that allows me to demand bris milah from Avraham Avinu. The ability of knowing where we want to get to and yet being able to include people wherever they are and never to lose sight of both ends, that's an extraordinary quality that very few have. But it is the most important quality for Torah to expand. If Torah is a Torah's chesed, it expands outwards and reaches everyone. When the Landesmans come and they challenge you to rise and build Torah in a community, to attend shiurim, to improve the quality, whether it's the mikvah, kashas, whatever it is that we're involved in. You can't see it as anything but a desire to help the community. Because everything else is about helping people. Whether it's people need a place to stay, whether it's stuckers, whether it's physical help, whether it's aitzes, and the whole gamut of activities. It's integrated as part of chesed. And it forces you to recognize their ability to take a person wherever he is and give him to understand where he needs to go to for his own benefit is the hallmark of the avoda they've done. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the kochos, the energy, the opportunities to keep this unique Torah's chesed, a Torah that starts with chesed and ends with chesed, and therefore everything in between is chesed. And may the Torah that you brought in, and yashar koach to Dr. Shik, who was so instrumental in doing it, was such an appropriate gesture that the people who brought Torah to community 50 years ago, we sort of embody it in a Sefer Torah that will start the next 50 years. May that Sefer Torah, and may the Torah you brought, be a cornerstone, because I know you're not interested in just resting on what's there, but in building much further. May it be a cornerstone for that unique Torah you brought to community, a Torah that starts with chesed, ends with chesed, and therefore everything in between is called a chesed. Mazel tov.
Gentlemen, Meir of Rabbi Say, at this time, I'd like to call upon Rabbi Landesman to deliver an acceptance, and I'd like us all to rise in honor of the Torah's Chesed from beginning to end that Rabbi and Mrs. Landesman represent.
Yeshiva, and ladies and gentlemen, our deepest gratitude for the extraordinary honor that was bestowed upon us. We will always treasure this beautiful Sefer Torah that was given today, the beautiful ceremony of its inauguration, the beautiful Sefer Torah adornments donated by friends and by our children and grandchildren in our honor and in memory of our dear parents, Zichronem Livracha. The generosity of so many friends who contributed to this project, and especially Tal and Miriam Schick, who conceived and produced this magnificent Sefer Torah project. We appreciate that a great deal of work over many months went into this endeavor, a Gracie Yeshakaya. Many thanks also to officials of the yeshiva who worked on for many months on this project, Rabbi Sanders, Rabbi Merkin Sr., Rabbi Merkin Jr., Donna Goldman, Scott Hillman. We're very thankful for what you did. A person's life is compared to a sefer. In Bereishis it says, Ze sefer toldos Adam, this is the sefer of the generations of man. A human life is like a sefer in a number of respects, including the fact that, like a sefer, a person's life consists of many chapters. In the case of our family, the chapter spent working for the yeshiva is probably the most fascinating and the most rewarding. It certainly is a very long chapter. Some of the work for the yeshiva entailed wrestling many years ago with conceptual, religious, and academic issues. Some of the work consisted of fundraising, event planning, seating people properly at annual yeshiva dinners, and arranging meals and housing for the yeshiva gedola. Whether intellectual or ministerial, all work for the yeshiva gave us enormous satisfaction because it helped the yeshiva to educate the young people of this community, and it promoted the spread of Torah in the community. There is no greater privilege than to be part of such a process. If an old man like me can offer some advice, it would be to urge everyone to attach himself or herself to some sacred project, existing or new, and to devote themselves to building, rebuilding, expanding, remodeling, enhancing that project for a lifetime. You will be doing a great mitzvah, and you will elevate yourself as well. And if you're looking for such an important sacred project, think yeshiva. It needs everyone's help, even if that's not always evident. Persist until you have found an aspect of sacred communal work that you have the talent to handle well and to which you are attracted personally. To all the young folks, you are never too young to get involved in community work. Sarah and I were in our 20s when we began helping out at the yeshiva. Of course, parents of young children need to focus on their children, but that is not enough. As I'll say, Al tikri bonayach ela bonayach. Don't just call out to your bonayach, to your children. In the long run, you must focus on bonayach, on what you can build for the future. A soundly built future will also be a benefit to your children. May the yeshiva continue to flourish, and may Hashem Yisbarach bless all the mechanchim, all the staff, and all the people who support Torah learning with long life, good health, and much hatzlacha. Thank you.